So, welcome to episode three, which is around the kind of fundamentals for creating a marketing plan in 2024. And I want to say that now we've covered off some of the trends for 2024 and some of the tactics and priorities you might want to focus on for 2024. I felt that episode three needed to be around marketing planning because I know how many of you are doing marketing, are promoting your brand, and you don't have clarity around why you're actually doing it. The outcomes you want to achieve, and whether or not you're wasting time and money, or whether or not ideas are working really well for you and you need to focus more on those ideas. And so I wanted to share today some tips with you that I know will help you. And even if you don't set out a marketing plan for your business, at least you'll understand why I've been going on and on about the importance of marketing planning. You see, in my experience of being in the industry for over 27 years now, I know that top marketeers and businesses that grow and scale are businesses that have organized structure, right? And that's basically what a plan is. It's a way of you being able to set out what you're doing and when you're doing it, how much it might cost, where you're doing it, etc. And plans work in a number of ways in our personal lives and our business lives. But in our business life, your marketing plan, if you're the boss of your business, should be business critical. And that's because without a marketing plan, you may grow your business, but having the plan means that you actually are working towards specific goals. And those goals should be aligned to where you're trying to, intentionally bring your business through your vision and your mission, which hopefully you've already set out. So all of your marketing activity should be working towards your bigger picture, okay? And if you set yourself some goals, that's also going to massively help you because when we set goals or we have something that's motivating and driving us, and we are really clear on why we're doing something and what we're expecting from that something, it actually gives us better outcomes. Okay, so goal setting is definitely something that a lot of top marketeers recommend. We set goals because we want to be able to have things to measure and refer to. And then also, I think it's important to say that if you're not documenting what you're doing, it makes things more complex because I know of so many of you that are unable to share with me, how much you've spent on your marketing in the last 3 months, or how much you've invested in training, or how much you plan to invest in training in terms of your marketing or business development. And I know a lot of you are doing marketing and not actually thinking through who you are targeting and really understanding your audience and the community you're trying to build. And so this is why it's important to document the rationale behind your thinking. And also, similarly, relevant to this particular episode, monitoring and tracking and evaluating your success is relevant to your marketing as well, because you want to be able to measure that what you're doing is having an impact. Where it's not, you'll tweak it. So it's really important to really appreciate that. And when you're planning and you're doing, your marketing, it's important to appreciate that if you are proactively planning rather than reactively taking action, you're likely to be able to get better results. And it's a fact. Like, how many times have you done something on the back of something or after something has happened and had regrets? Or you spent money on something and then realized you didn't need to spend that money? Or maybe you've gone along to an event and realized there may have been an opportunity for you to do something at that event, but you've realized it in hindsight. Proactively planning in advance has many advantages. And that's why I'm always going on about marketing planning. So just bear in mind that whilst I'm recommending about, marketing planning, writing things down, documenting, there needs to be some flexibility in your mind. You need to be managing your own expectations in terms of if something isn't working, you'll need to change it. You might need to change the area that you're promoting to, or the age of the people that you're targeting, or the social media platform that you're using, or the messaging, or even the creative, the artwork. And so you've got to have an open mind when you're planning. It's not like a winning formula. It's almost like a working document. And you might base your plan on a specific time period or a specific project. So, for example, festive campaign or festive marketing plan. For example, summer marketing plan, Easter marketing plan, or, January to March marketing plan as examples. But if it's a timed marketing plan, then you can detail activities and tasks and really put it in your mind when things are going to be happening, so you feel more together and more organized. Because a lot of marketeers use plans so that, when they look at sales results, they can make a correlation between what happened, and why it may have happened. When they look at email marketing campaigns that may have been directing people to YouTube, and they may see that the YouTube video views are really low, but the email marketing campaign delivered and everybody opened it, they might start questioning what needed amending in that email, what could have been done differently to get more people going to YouTube. So it's about understanding why you plan and how the data that you get from planning and from the results can help you to develop your plan even further. So today I'm going to take you through a really simple way to, you know, create, document, and make sure you've got this reference point in your business. And I think it's really important because it's almost like a navigation map. And I always talk about, you know, when we go into the supermarkets, or when I go to the supermarket for that one item, and I haven't got a list, but as I'm going through the aisles, I decide that I'm going to pick up even more items, which was not part of the plan, right? Sometimes we put three or four items down that we need to get, you know, from the high street fashion shop, and we come out with other extra items and accessories. Having a plan does make it easier, because basically when you're looking at that plan, you can kind of rein yourself in a little bit if you see that you're going off on a tangent, spending money that you don't need to, or doing things that aren't relevant to where your business is heading. So it's basically like your guiding star, okay? And at the minimum, what you want in it, it doesn't need to be like War and Peace, 75 pages. And this is what a lot of you are being led to believe. It doesn't need to be like that. A tactical marketing plan is there for you to help you promote your brand, right? So as long as you understand your marketing goals, like what are you trying to achieve? And you've got some really clear key ways to measure whether or not you're performing well in terms of the goals, if things are delivering results, if they're not, etc. You've got to set marketing goals so you're clear on what the desired outcomes are. Then you need to make it really clear to yourself or anyone else that picks up this document, who are you trying to target? Who are you trying to build and connect with in terms of your offline and online community? Or who are you trying to sell to offline or online as examples? And if you've got like various products or services, your plan may be focused on a particular set product or a range of products, but you need to make sure you've let that be really clear so that you know how your product fits in to what you're doing, and the marketing activity that you're doing will sell that product. So if you're doing a plan and you have 17 products, but you're only focused on selling one of those products, that's all your marketing should relate to for that particular plan that you're writing. Okay. You've got to know as well how much money you want to spend. So budget. How much cash have you got? So many entrepreneurs tell me that they don't know how much money they've spent in their business in terms of marketing. And I'm talking about marketing equipment, branded materials, apps and software you might need, subscription services, and even training. Like, be really clear in terms of budgeting. In terms of your marketing budget, relevant to today's episode, you do need to be mindful of how much money you want to spend. And people often say, oh, well, you know, I don't know. So I would say in your mind, tell yourself what is the most you'd want to spend. Like, okay, you may not have a budget, but if I gave you an opportunity that was worth £1,000, could you snap it up? Or would you really cringe and say, like, I can't afford it? Because, you know, if we then lowered that amount to £500, would you feel the same way? And if you would feel the same way, then you already know in your mind that your budget is likely to be less than £500. So that's one way you could tease out what your marketing budget might be. Think about an opportunity that you'd be willing to pay for and what the maximum amount would be for that opportunity. And then you can kind of tweak that as you go along, month on month, or even every quarter. But you need to be thinking about a budget, because opportunities will come up. You can exhibit, you can pay for advertising, you can go and sponsor somebody, you know, you might need those branded materials, and it will require money. So what better way to be organized and on top of what you're doing than by detailing it in a marketing plan for your business? Because the marketing plan is about growth, right? Your marketing, your sales, even your branding and other activities in your business is there to help you grow your business. And this is why it's a critical function that is often ignored. But I just want to set the tone for you from now. If you want to have a successful 2024, you need to be budgeting for your marketing activity, for your promotional activity, for the print, for the design, for the website, for the photo shoots that you may do, right? And if you're doing it in terms of marketing planning for a specific campaign, then there'll be particular tactics or even materials that you may need to support your marketing plan. Think about your resource. Who is doing what? If it's just you, this is why a marketing plan is key, because you want to make sure that everything you're setting out in this big idea that you've got is something you can manage. And if you can see that when you're writing the plan, it's way more than you can chew, that is when you need to be thinking in terms of outsourcing or even stripping back. Take off some of those tasks. You are not a superhero, right? So when you're looking at resources, whether you're on your own or whether you're working in a small team or whether you work with freelancers, however your business model works for you, make sure you are really clear in terms of your marketing on who is doing what. Okay. And if it's you, my biggest tip would be consistency is not about frequency and doing stuff every day necessarily. It's about doing something on your terms and at a time that you can manage and related to a particular pace, right? So make sure you thought about consistency on your terms as the boss of your business. And the resource does fall into that because if it's just you, you may not have time to do, lives every day and blog every day. These are the all kinds of things we're hearing out in the industry that you need to be doing every day. So just be mindful of that. And by the way, that's not a strategy I recommend unless you've got a really clear online marketing strategy for why you're doing it based on informed decisions. And that's definitely not something I would just tell you to do randomly. So think about who's doing what. Have you got someone to help you with emails? Do you have someone to help you edit videos? Might you need someone to help you build the website if it's taking you a long time to do it yourself? If your child or cousin has said they're going to help you do something, but they're taking really long to do it for you, can you afford to hire someone else? Would you need to budget for that? All of these considerations need to be taken into account because the tactics that you decide to implement or to deliver through the marketing plan that you're creating need to have people assigned to them. So you need to literally, if you're working in a team, assign someone's name and deadline, or even start date and end date of the activity so everybody's really clear. And then you need to be thinking about your tactics, right? At a minimum, these are the things you need to have, okay? I've spoken about goals, I've spoken about your ideal customers, I've spoken about the product or products that you might be talking about in relation to the marketing plan, how you might budget and the resource. But the final thing is the tactics. You need to be clear on the activities that you're going to be doing that will help you to promote your business, to promote your brand, to promote you if you are a personal brand, to promote your services and products, to promote offers that you're doing. You need to be thinking all of that through. And there are a range of online and offline tactics you can use this year. Social media is not the only form of marketing that you can do to promote your business. And social media is not the same as content marketing. So there are lots of different ways that you can show up this year to ensure you have a successful 2024. And I just want to wrap up by saying that, aside from those kind of minimal pointers that you might want in a basic marketing plan for your small business, it's really important you also give some thought to monitoring because the majority of like really good marketeers that do well, that see, constant change, constant growth, consistent, business, ideas improving all the time, they're doing really well. They are people that are looking at the data and constantly reviewing what they're doing. They are tweaking, they are analyzing, they are collecting information. They understand, they have a level of knowledge. They're not trying to like navigate and work it out as they go along. They're very clear from the outset. So just give some thought to, for example, how you use data to make decisions. Are you looking at your analytics? Because all of that is relevant to your marketing strategy and your goals. Yeah. And when you're marketing planning, which is not the same as writing out a marketing strategy, when you're marketing planning, right, you're listing out your activities, almost detailing the steps you're going to take. Okay. So the strategy is really more about the direction that you're going in and why you're going in that direction and how it fits into your overarching business plan and strategy. The plan is looking at the tactics and the activities in detail. Yeah. So make sure you're clear on how the data is helping you to shape your plans and make sure you're clear that you've invested in resources, tools, apps, and things like that that are going to help you to scale because a lot of us are still doing things the old school way or the way that you were doing things when you first started your business 2 years ago or the way that you were doing things when you didn't really have a budget. And this does need looking at. This is 2024 now. How long have you been doing things in this way? And what results are you getting from it? As I said, if it's working for you, then great. But in my eyes, there's always something new you can learn, and there's always something new that you can tweak or develop if that change is needed. So Make sure you're clear on what you're doing. Make sure you're setting out intentional goals that are realistic and measurable, and have a way to have a routine set up. So some of us are more productive and creative in the day. Some of us are more productive and creative at the end of a month. You know, you can decide the days, the times, or the periods of the month in which you want to be doing marketing activities, because you're the boss of your business. You don't need to be going really hard every day of every month. Your plan will help you to look at that, time things, look at things like your annual leave or when you might want to, you know, focus on projects or, you know, do some offline work or go to networking events, and just make sure that all of your marketing activities are not, you know, stretching you too thin. So give some thought to how you're going to track and monitor. Give some thought to, you know, what's going to go into your plan. I've only shared, you know, the goals, the audience, the product you're talking about, you know, your budget, your team, and resources and tactics. But there are other things as well, like your messaging and, you know, your where you're going in terms of distribution channels, specific distribution channels. There's all kinds of levels to tactical marketing planning. In today's episode, I wanted to keep it short and brief because I believe that at a minimum, you can do that. You can do that. You can write it down, and write it in whatever format you feel works for you. Some of you, as we know, use my planner, my brand and marketing planner, which is really helpful for you because it's giving you that week on week or monthly view with the ideas already in there and the inspirational, you know, campaign themes and, you know, budgeting sections. It's all in that planner. But others, you know, you'll use templates, and some of you will just write it down on an A4 sheet of paper. It doesn't matter. As long as you're planning, that's all I want for you from this year. Because I know that so many of you aren't planning, and that is actually putting you at a disadvantage. Even if you're making sales, having a marketing plan will undoubtedly help you to grow and scale your business this year. So give that some thought. Let me know, you know, via the comments, via the chat, on my website, you know, drop me a message. Are you planning at the moment? What are you struggling with in terms of kind of organizing and, you know, getting some structure in your business when it comes to promoting your brand? And maybe I can help you. Maybe I can share some tips with you. Look out for the latest events coming up. They are on the website, insighttomarketing.com/events. And if you do want to find out more about the planner, that is on the website under insighttomarketing.com/products. And of course, you can join me for my next episode, which is going to be fantastic if you're trying to build your brand this year. And of course, want to make sure that you are aware I've got other things you can access on my website in terms of free tools and tips via the blog, via my YouTube channel, and also via the free resources link on my site. Take care, let's get planning, and here's to your success in 2024.